KQED.
California's home to more DACA recipients than any other state, and they're still absorbing news this week that President Trump plans to phase out the program that's given them temporary protection from deportation. We wanted to check back in with a dreamer we introduced you to last year when she became the first undocumented PhD to graduate from California's newest university, UC Merced.
So this is a heart that is going to be right now perfused with the dye that goes into the membrane so that we can look at the electrical signaling going on.
I visited Yuriana Aguilar in her lab, where she was doing groundbreaking cardiovascular research, figuring out how to prevent heart attacks. She's the daughter of farm workers in Fresno, worked her way through school picking watermelons, cleaning hotels. She says without DACA, she couldn't have pursued a career in science. Her work permit expires in October 2018.
It's really hard to have that instability and security. I wanted to buy my first home. There's no way I'm doing that now until I know for sure what's happening, what's going on.
She's just going to wait it out, she says, until she can get another work permit.
If it comes to it, you know, you get tired. Sometimes you just get tired of being rejected. It's like a love-hate relationship. Yes, contribute. No, we don't like you. Yes, we love you. No. No, go back to your country. So it hurts. It hurts to be rejected.
Even harder than hearing the news about DACA this week, she says, was telling her parents about it. They have four kids covered by the program: a pilot, a mortician, a medical interpreter, and Yuriana, the heart researcher. Now she's putting her dream of building a world-class cardiac research institute in the San Joaquin Valley on hold.
This is the country that I know. This is the country that formed me as a scientist and where I want to form future scientists, future doctors. Instead of planning, instead of getting prepared, there's a bunch of what-ifs going through my mind.
She says she's holding out hope Congress will weigh the evidence that dreamers like her are making significant contributions, generating jobs.
Look at us. Look at our fruits for the past 5 years. Really evaluate us and see if we pass. I think we have passed whatever test Congress had for the past 5 years. I honestly think we have passed that test.
Immigration lawyers are now scrambling to help young dreamers navigate these changes. Next, we'll hear from an immigration lawyer in San Diego. She's dispensing advice, but she's also trying to figure out her own future. That's because she's a DACA recipient herself. Her name is Dulce Garcia.
My mother brought us about 28 years ago, my two brothers and myself. We took the train for 3 days, and then we arrived in Tijuana. And right before crossing, I remember getting robbed at the border. I was about 6 years old. Someone holding a gun on my older brother. That was my last memory of my home country. Growing up was tough. We had to deal with homelessness. We wouldn't go out much. We were scared of getting caught. I didn't visit places outside from school trips. We definitely lacked health care. So my parents were filing taxes and contributing to the system, working, but we weren't able to benefit from anything, really, from any public assistance. So it was a struggle. I remember being scared all the time. Even local police officers, we would stay away as much as possible. After I had already received a couple of acceptances to different universities, I went to my counselor asking for help to help me decide what university to go to. And my counselor really bluntly said to me, you're not even going to be able to enroll in community college. Forget about going to an university. And that really spiked something in me. I stormed out of there, sad and frustrated. And yeah, I would do whatever it took to enroll. My whole education has been paid off with my own work, doing all kinds of jobs. I was fortunate enough in high school to do an internship, and then I was hired as a paralegal, and that paid for a lot of the bills, but I and I would take on side jobs. I would do anything from working in a flower shop, serving tables, parking cars, tutoring, anything that would give me money to buy my next book. When President Obama announced DACA, I was so happy. I cried. I called everyone that I could think of. But at the same time, I understood that it wasn't a path to citizenship. So it was a band-aid to the problem. But initially, I felt like it wasn't enough. But whatever we had accomplished as a group at that point, it was incredible. Working as an immigration lawyer and being undocumented at the same time, I think it reassures my clients a little bit more to know that I understand the situation based on my experience. I'm not going anywhere. I was here before DACA, and I'm going to be here after DACA. We've been contributing to the system for many years. There's a lot of groups, local immigration attorneys, and so many organizations that are taking a stand, and our local government is taking a stand and saying they're going to support us. It gives me courage to step out and say, yes, I wasn't able to speak out before, but now that I'm out of the shadows, I'm not returning back to that.
San Diego immigration attorney Dulce Garcia. She was interviewed by Marisa Cabrera at KPBS.